From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter arrived in Iraq's Kurdistan Sunday. He is there to review the ongoing military offensive to retake Mosul. As the Pentagon chief went into talks with the Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani, U.S. officials said Kurdish Peshmerga forces had almost reached their goals in the week-long offensive. The battle plan is for Peshmerga forces to stop along a line at an average of 20 kilometers outside the city of Mosul. Meanwhile, Pope Francis Sunday appealed for peace in Iraq, saying the violence in the country had left him speechless.
Sono vicino all'intera popolazione.
During his weekly Angelus prayer from the window of the papal apartments overlooking St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis says his thoughts were particularly with the inhabitants of Mosul. He says, "Our souls are shocked by the brutal acts of violence that are too long being committed against innocent citizens." He went on to ask the large crowds in the square to join him in silent prayer. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported heavy clashes and airstrikes that shook the Syrian city of Aleppo, according to the group Sunday. It comes as heavy fighting resumed at the end of a three-day truce declared by government ally Russia. The pro-government Arab coalition Sunday stepped up airstrikes on the Iran-backed rebels in Yemen, and clashes raged on the ground. Warring parties ignored a UN call to renew a fragile ceasefire. The 72-hour ceasefire took effect just before midnight on Wednesday. It officially ended at midnight on Saturday. It was to allow for aid deliveries in Yemen. This is VOA News. The United States is warning U.S. citizens of the potential risk of terror attack or attempted kidnapping of foreigners in Istanbul, Turkey. The consulate there said in a message late Sunday on its website that extremist groups had continued their aggressive efforts to attack Americans and other foreigners in the city, saying the attacks may be pre-planned or could occur with little or no warning. Hillary Clinton has soared to a 12-point lead over Donald Trump in the race for the White House, according to a new poll showing Sunday, as the Democratic presidential frontrunner stepped up efforts to see her party make gains in Congress. Clinton is in the swing state of North Carolina after two stops in Pennsylvania. She has definitely the momentum with 16 days to go before the election day. The former Secretary of State is reaching out to undecided Republicans and independents and has said she will focus on boosting Democratic candidates in House and Senate races. At least 172 inmates escaped a Haitian prison near the capital of Port-au-Prince during an armed mutiny. One guard was killed, and many escaped with police weapons, according to local media. One prisoner climbed over a wall and fell to his death, while two other detainees were wounded and are in the hospital. Italian officials say that 14 bodies have been recovered in a two-day period on smugglers' boats being packed with migrants that are making the journey across the Mediterranean. The Italian Coast Guard says the dead included a 25-year-old pregnant woman. In all, 5,700 migrants were rescued from dozens of small boats and rubber dinghies between Friday and Saturday. The European Union and Canada will decide on Monday whether they will meet for a summit on Thursday to sign the CETA trade pact. That's according to a European source. The European Council Donald Tusk is to have a phone conversation with the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to decide whether they were to maintain that summit. Fighters from the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab group said Sunday they were taking control of a town in central Somalia after hundreds of Ethiopian troops serving with African Union's Amisom force withdrew. It's the third time that the group has moved into a town after the departure of Ethiopian forces. An unmanned cargo ship arrived Sunday at the International Space Station. It delivered 2.5 tons of food and supplies to the 6 astronauts living there in orbit. The ship will remain attached to the space station until November, and astronauts will fill it up with trash before sending it back to Earth. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.